right now. Let's go to you. So it's like mid-90s, and you're getting involved in the neighborhood, and you're sort of making the connection between the road and the crime issues and the community issues and the transportation issues. What did you see as your role in all of this? What kind of position did you?
Well, basically trying to get information out to the neighborhood about the alternatives that were being studied and recommending to them the ones that we thought were the best ones and explain why. And we organized meetings, you know, a couple, we had a couple meetings every week here. All we did was make flyers and post them on poles and all around the neighborhood. And we just had meetings just, I mean, absolutely constantly about this freeway.
And was this HVNA at the time, or what was this?
Well,
Or was it just the
I'm
same
trying
little
to
group
think.
that you had?
Yeah, what do we call it? Some kind of community policing group.
Okay.
But we were really, at this time, equally as involved in the freeway as with the crime issues. But we were just, all we did was blow up, we blew up at Kinko's these freeway alternatives, and we just had meeting after meeting after meeting after meeting. And people were really interested. People were really interested.
Did you have them at
And
your house, or
oh
did you have them at the
no,
fire station?
at the church.
The church, the same church
Yeah, then
now.
we were meeting at the church, so we had them up on the walls there. And because we had so much interest in crime, we had 80 to 100 people at every meeting.
Wow.
And it was very different then from now. I mean, now it's just, you know, people don't do the outreach. People don't understand, you know, the kind of outreach you need to do to get people to come to meetings. And that's, I mean, it was just a lot of work. And I was up late every night, you know, the all-night Kinko's all the time, you know, getting cop flyers done. And then we had another Richard Johnson who lived on Lily Street. And he was really involved in this, and he was one of our flyer putter-uppers, you know. But we just kept trying to educate people and bring information to them and explain to them about why some alternatives were better than others.